As I was actually thinking about sharing my story with you today, it got me thinking about the course that a lot of people here have been doing at church called Just Start Talking. I don't know about all of the people that have been doing it, but I personally have found this course really encouraging as I try to talk to people about my faith. Now, those that are doing the course, we should be familiar with a verse from 1 Peter 3:15. It says, "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." Now, this course in particular has challenged us to be able to share our reason for the hope we have in about 100 words or less, or about 45 to 60 seconds of talking, they tell us. We need to be able to do that clearly, without any Christian jargon, and trying to keep the focus on Jesus. So I decided today what I was going to do was just to share with you my 100 words or so. But I want your feedback as well on this at morning tea, because a lot of you are doing the same thing, trying to put your words together. So come and tell me what you've got and say what I've got and if it's any good. I will warn you though, it's not 100 words, it's about 200 words, but I still think it's about 60 seconds. So instead of trying to count my words as I speak, or sitting there with your clocks and looking at seeing how long I take, listen to what I have to say instead. So here goes. I'm a Christian because nothing else in this world seems to make any sense to me without Jesus. I mean, I always knew about Jesus, having been brought up in a Christian family. But that didn't necessarily make me a Christian. I mean, I was a good kid, believe it or not. I went to church. I went to youth group. I went to Bible study groups. None of that made me a Christian, though. I thought I had to do all those sorts of things to make Jesus love me. It wasn't until I was in year 12 and my church organised a schoolies trip for us to the Whitsundays. And that was instead of us all going to the Gold Coast like a lot of people do at the end of year 12. But during that time, I was challenged to take Jesus seriously. I mean, if Jesus did and said everything that he claimed to have done, then there's some pretty serious repercussions if I didn't follow him. So from then on, I had to start changing my life. From not just being good, but living a way in which the Bible tells us and the way in which Jesus showed us. And that's why I still follow him today as well. And I'm doing the work that I'm doing here in church. Because I believe that everyone needs to hear and make a decision about Jesus one way or another. You can only ignore him for so long. Well, that's my 200 odd words. But what I want you to do after church today is over morning tea, whenever else you see me during the week, come and tell me what you think about my little blurb. Can I improve it? And tell me about yours as well.